Here's the problem. Nearly 3,000 would-be pot growers applied for a state license. Some back-of-the-napkin math by the Liquor Control Board revealed the state was on track to exceed its own production cap by nearly 18-fold. So what to do? The agency won't allow growers to hold multiple licenses, and growers will only be able to produce 70% of what their license allows, at least initially. Chris Keeley had applied for 3 licenses to grow 90,000 square feet of marijuana. He's even got a building under construction. Now he'll only be able to grow a fifth of what he was planning. Still, Keeley's not complaining.
We understood the risk we were taking and respect the decision they're making.
Keeley wants Washington's experiment with recreational pot to work, and he says if the state overproduces marijuana, it will end up on the black market, and that will invite federal intervention. In the short term, Keeley says he'll sublet the extra space in his warehouse. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.